you're wasting your time. They're very evil people, you know. They do things to the families. They do things to the young'uns.
Am I going crazy, Henry?
I have to use them. Dex, I'll be back in a minute. Then we'll decide what we need to do.
Thanks, Henry.
I think last night was worse than
my
son.
I
mean, you got your local jobs, your piss heads, you got everything. Imagine being in the worst place.
Let's get you out of drink, Dex.
Possible.
I've had enough. Classed it out of my
gourd. Triplet.
Shock, I guess. Just one more for the both of us. While we talk this over, we may need it.
Yeah, okay.
You're wasting your time. You're wasting your...
...get married now, and we told him that our sister, she is not very strong, because at the young age, she had a little bit of mental disability. And he said, I'm looking for something who I can support and who I can look after, that the woman can stay with me. So he said, it's okay, that.
They do. When they run for miles every day and starve their body of the nutrients it needs to keep going.
What does that have to do with pulling down the altar of Baal?
The angel's voice later commanded Gideon to pull down Baal's altar and to erect one.
Very evil people, you know. They do things to the families. They do things to the young'uns.
Crazy, Henry.
I have to use them.
Creeping around down there.
Oh,
right, great. That's
where's Dex?
Kind of a mess has
good
he gotten himself into?
Well, it's easier if I just... I'll show you, I think. Come on down.
Right, what's working, what's not? Right, the CD is the input.
Oh,
then put and plug in the VU meter, you know, the LED VU meter. Put that into the circuit. Can I read a fucking a signal?
Well,
yes, I've
she...
got a signal now.
Is she conscious?
Right. Connect the VU meter to this graphic equalizer.
It's easier if you just see for yourself, Wilma.
What are you laughing about? Your best friend gets in a scrape with a girl and you're laughing?
There's a funny side to it, Wilma. What did you see? Yourself.
You're hysterical, Henry. It's just what I would have expected.
No, I don't think it's Wilma. Oh, this is going to be an entirely new experience.
What's doing, Henry? Let go of me! Henry!
Henry, goddammit!
What's going on?
How many times have I told you? Let's see a goddamn door!
Man, yes, but the girl.
Henry!
Stairs, Billy. Where do you see? That's what's so funny. The girl
Henry!
Has crawled under the stairs, and she won't come out.
All curled up.
Oh, Henry.
a sign.
What did he do?
Wilma, I've had to leave in a hurry because of a call from Dexter Stanley.
I know.
He seems to have gotten himself in a great deal of trouble. I'm ashamed to say this. But ever since Dexter's wife
passed,
he's had problems coping with certain male grad students.
I know.
He's been able to cover up several incidents. I just tell you, very serious.
What are you doing, Harry? What are you doing?
I should have done a long time ago.
It seems he got a young woman to accompany him to Anderson Hall on the false pretenses and then attacked him. When Dexter called him, he was terribly coherent. He was gibbering with fear and crying. I tried to get him to tell me what had happened to the girl, but for the most part, he only kept repeating, "It's awful. It's awful." Wilma.
Do things to the youngins.
Crazy,
Henry. Wow, that's just great. You think
this is a Friday night fight?
Huh?
Is that what you think?
Then
we'll
decide.
Want
them
to see some real magic?
I mean, last night was worse than my son. I mean, you got your local yards.
Henry.
You piss heads. You got everything.
You're a regular barnyard.
Let's get you another drink, Dex.
Sheep size. Chicken guts.
That's
piggy friends.
Blasted out of my gourd.
Shock, and shit for brains.
Just one more for the both of us. While we talk this over.
No good at making money. Yeah. No good at making an impression on anybody. And no good at all in bed.
You're wasting your time.
When was the last time you got it up, Henry? Huh? When was the last time you were a man in our bed? Get out of my way, Henry, or I swear to God you'll be wearing your balls for earrings. And I swear to God, if you ever touch me...
Imagine being in the worst place possible.
Just tell her to call you Billy.
Then triple it.
With him now. It's the same thing, day in and day out. Do this, do that, that's security.
When I was wildly in love, I wanted total commitment. I didn't want security. But then I got used to certain
things.
Well, I'd rather be living with a fella. Gee, I may be broke, but I can do whatever I feel like doing. If I want to stay in bed in the morning, I stay there. If I want to get drunk, I get drunk. And if I want to fuck, I fuck.
Sometimes you fuck when you don't want to fuck.
Well, what about you? You don't dare do what you
want. You're a good tailor. You're a good tailor. Look around you, I don't care where you look, you're a number one tailor.
God loves me, Temper. I'll be so angry. My husband never encouraged me, never encouraged me to do anything, not even to make any friends.
The crate is at the bottom of the life.
It's boring.
Go back there with the name of the crate you need.
Oh,
two human beings in the room.
But can't you wonder, where did they go? I mean,
I finished your new coat.
How much could it eat?
As soon as I can.
I think at the very end, it began to suspect what was happening.
Good night. I got trouble then. After all, I'm a country. I'm a merchant prince. I'm not even a limited company.
I thought you were a limited company.
Nay, never. What do I want to share? Directors and
I've got no interest.
Perhaps I stayed with William because I had a lovely house, a lovely garden. And I could see no way that I could maintain myself and the children.
No evidence of foul play, I've seen there.
A good sponging. That's all it needs.
There are no bodies.
You'll find the customer all right. It's a beautiful coat, Murray. You're the number one tailor.
Not think
so what
that it would be a poet who could help them do that.
You ain't dead.
I'm sure introducing you to two poets who both work in detention centers, but of very different kinds.
Extended process. I sit here in the freezing cold if I wasn't dead.
Believe me, you are cold.
All I want is to get back. Oh, listen, Murray. Sit down. You know they got central heating down there?
Down there?
I tell you, Murray, a secret. Everybody goes down there. Oh, sir, you know who I met?
No.
Lenny.
Lenny?
Lenny from Fournier Street? Who else? He's doing the same job. And what herrings. It's not a pleasure for me to come back here.
There are no bodies.
Fender. You don't hold anything against me, do you, Fender? Believe me.
So what about you?
If it's one Kiev, then that's one chicken breast.
Oh, gotcha.
Doesn't really look like a chicken breast. It's all kind of mushed up. It's like mince.
Like a mince.
Yeah.
Is it one chicken that makes it two chicken Kievs?
It can kill you.
Don't you let him take
it. Name a value there, aren't I? Thanks very much.
Lousy brandy. It can kill you. I won't touch the rotten brandy again.
Feel.
I haven't done anything to anybody.
Where are you in now? I'm in Nara, oldest capital in Japan.
I'm holed up in the Shenandoah Valley.
Okay.
Tapes rolling.
Michiko, genki desu ka? Michiko, genki desu ka? Michiko, genki desu ka? Michiko, genki desu ka?
Deregulated.
Michiko, genki desu ka?
Deregulated.
Michiko, genki desu ka?
Deregulated.
To be with you
wouldn't hold an old
thing. Deregulated.
Oldest capital in Japan.
deregulated, deregulated environments for a lot less money. And what he performed was a really vital trick for an economic system which is widely discredited and has allowed eight men to have as much wealth as half of humanity. Was he performed a projection trick? So it allowed people to look at their problems that they faced and project it onto an external other system. And it really gave credence to this siege mentality which a declining empire inevitably goes through. When you look at the history of the 69 empires in human history, they follow generally along similar trajectories, and towards the end of it, it is often a large amount of energy is put into the spectacle and it is put into a very blunted celebrity entertainment class who are massively overpaid and hugely underused in serious moments of political change. And so it was that the most was able to appeal to
detention center in the US. They began to lead back to back.
Into the fog.
Negativity and things.
Rust and iron, smoke and fire, flames arising ever higher. Rust
negativity and things.
Would I sit here in the freezing cold if I wasn't there?
Feel my hand.
Then he dives in for more. Gets this little dopamine hit, and then he dives in for more negativity and things. Then he gets it again.
I'd be happy to trash the New Age and demonstrate that I'm not part of that manner of thinking. I'm certainly not. I hope I've come across as a non-utopian.
Some things you want out to do with a madhead like you, though.
You can see the addiction playing out.
Oh man. The thing with the phobia, all it is it's a protection mechanism. It's you saying, I need to protect myself from this thing. You set this up when you were 5 years of age, and literally, your vision and your opinion of frogs has not altered from that day. Five-year-old, in essence, to sort of say, right, okay.
What's wrong?
On your way now.
You went in the garden. You all found the frog. You're all happy to hold the frog.
You even said it was an exciting thing to do.
Yeah.
You even kissed the frog.
Where was the frog?
There wasn't any fear at all. The frog went on its way. That situation was over. As far as the frog was concerned.
Where was the fear in that moment?
There wasn't. frog went on its way, that situation was over. As far as the frog was concerned.
Where was the fear in that moment?
There wasn't any fear at all. The frog went on its way. That situation was over. As far as the frog was concerned.
Where was the fear in that moment?
There wasn't any fear at all. The frog went on its way. That situation was over.
You drive
it's impossible to get hepatitis from the frog.
Because the frog did what?
Nothing.
Yeah,
well,
but I
just
wanted for a
whole
week. I'm dead proud of you.
You settled the fan. I'm just. Let's take you over here, because here's the next. If at any point you're unhappy here, you've got to say. But I don't think you're going to be.
I wouldn't touch it with ease.
See you later!
Thank you, together. See a knockabout? Nah, me neither. But sometime, yeah?
Looks like fried shite. Like it's a sandwich.
You gotta be cautious on.
Is he there with you?
Molly or Ethan. And they go, oh yeah, you know what?
Don't.
And with that being said,
Peace out. All right, guys.
Bye.
And with that being said,
peace out. All right, guys.
Bye.
And with that being said,
peace out. All right, guys.
Bye.
And with that being said,
West, just like the rest of the world, is fighting its war against
to build a really secure enough. I wouldn't like just to leave at least on the island of Peter, so that somebody could come along or whatever. So I would never leave the island unless I was
there. Like, Sunday, 2-2-4, take five.
I've managed to build.
What I'm getting at is how you'll get a man out of this desert island to go over there and have a fish is
it's very hard to find out discord and unrest in your own.
Nothing. Yesterday, sailing, nothing's done. It's a battle of such a
I just want out. Like, I don't want to be a nurse anymore. I don't want to be a healthcare worker anymore. You know, the hero.
You wouldn't try to escape.
It was, we were thrown into something that we didn't ask for.
Yes.
And thrown into something that we didn't ask for.
Yes. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't
know.
I wouldn't know. With a makeshift
the electrical impulses are made much stronger by this apparatus called an amplifier.
By the time you do make landfall, you'll probably be covered with boils and sores, and in no condition to cope with the local flora and fauna. There are 300 varieties of poisonous reef fish. Never mind the land crabs that can do dreadful things to you. Venomous insects and a host of creatures that you don't even believe exist.
You can see it has a straight coil filament. The light from the lamp falls onto a very small mirror inside this part of the camera. Right in the center, you can just see the tiny mirror like a point of light.
It is supported by thank a very thin you very loop much of wire, for coming today to help us celebrate which have come from a marvellous programme
so
and its 40th anniversary.
As the girls sing.
Thank you, as the real all of you who have been castaways,
we're making
and
a bigger
thank you particularly
one move in just the
to Roy
Plumley,
whose idea
move,
the programme was,
and the light from
and
the lamp
been keeping
hole,
it up
cut so that
at
it makes
such
a beam like two triangles side by side.
40 years.
This queer shaped
I've been trying to think
why
Desert Islandists,
and as the
alone among
the voice,
famous
so
radio
programmes,
has gone on so successfully for such a long time. And I decided that it's because all of us feel ourselves, whether we are eminent or not, as potential castaways. We all of us have our own favourite 8 gramophone records. And the other reason that I believe Desert Island Discs has gone on so long and so successfully is because Roy always has tried to get the best out of people, simply to give them the opportunity to reveal themselves as the nice people most of them are. through the way
this
they choose,
the
not only
the
music, but also
the tiny beam of
the
light on the right hand
and the books.
Here is the passage through
and
which the light beam falls onto the film.
Nothing of any practical use.
Well, that definitely be a guitar.
Now let's
well,
work the camera.
Because that's
the film
kind of thing
unwinds
I spend
and winds up steadily
and
smoothly as it is conveyed in front
sport,
of the light pet.
Tennis and golf and. Obviously, I need somebody else for tennis, so I
while the camera
golf,
is running, the mirror moves, and the light from the mirror goes through the slit onto the film, which is very sensitive
but,
to the light.
Certainly, I take a few golf balls as well.
So the beam right. traces out this
well,
clear pattern on the
which
film.
I think would have great
this pattern is an exact
anyway.
Photographic
like
representation of the girl's voice
of
as she sings. This is called
is
the
that allowed?
Now watch it again, starting up, tracing out the sun.
That would be an ornament, would it?
Ornamental or
we have
yes?
enlarged the track and moved it towards the centre of the film
for
so
instance,
that you can
I have
see
to
it
say to you that rather my mother had
the
died,
big bulges are her loud note.
Things were left was a little cross. Yes, there of course you put the lights on the cross. Yes.
The big bulges are
is so long.
The movement of film is supplied by an electric motor, which drives the camera at a speed that never varies.
Which one will you have?
And as a further precaution against the speed changing, this flywheel smooths out any tiny defect.
I'm not going to respond on that. One really can't choose.
The camera, work in the studio has been going on.
I suppose if I had to take any. Let's go back.
Keep running. Tales from the Vienna Woods, the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. If you could take only one disc out of the eight you've played us, which would it be?
Oh, no doubt. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Okay, sir.
And one luxury to take to the island, any one object that it would give you pleasure to have.
Well, after books.
You're going to have one book.
After books, I would certainly take a musical comedy company with me.
It must be inanimate.
Today's work is not finished for everybody.
You mean it has to be inanimate?
The rolls of film from the picture camera and from the sound camera have been taken to the laboratory, where throughout the night,
it has to be something one cannot read, one cannot hear, one cannot see.
Yeah,
I think maybe I would take some maple syrup from our farm in Vermont.
Notice how small the sound tech is. Only one tenth of an inch wide.